On Friday, Tim McGraw released an album called Standing Room Only. And it was all about what he wanted to happen at his funeral. Y'all have delivered for Don Duran. Welcome, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are here to honor Don Duran's memory and remember the assurance of resurrection. Paul said we were baptized into the life and death of Jesus, and likewise into his resurrection. While we are sad about our personal loss, we rejoice that Don will know no more pain and will know eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. God of boundless compassion, our only sure comfort in distress, look tenderly upon your children overwhelmed by loss and sorrow. Lighten our darkness with your presence and assure us of your love. Enable us to see beyond this place and time to your eternal kingdom. Give us such faith that by day or by night, in all times and in all places, we may without fear entrust those who are dear to us to your never failing love, in this life and in the life to come. In the name of Christ the Lord we pray. Amen. Please stand as you're able for the call to worship. You'll notice it's printed in your bulletin. As a father has compassion for his children, as a mother comforts her child, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Praise the Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us worship God. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 275, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Please be seated.
The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God using first the words printed in your bulletin and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. God of all hope and joy, before You our hearts are open and from You no secrets are hidden. We have forgotten that our life is from You, and unto You our lives return. We speak of Your great love, yet we continue to live in fear. We express confidence in the future, but our actions show our lack of faith. Forgive us, God of grace. Help us and heal us, we pray. Raise us from our sin into a better life, that we may end our days in peace, trusting in Your kindness unto the end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. And Christ prays for us. So hear the good news and believe. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are washed away. We're new creatures able to live together in peace and in love. Let us pray. Send to us Your Holy Spirit, so that in the words of Scripture we're about to hear, we might hear Your comforting voice, feel Your comforting presence, and be filled with Your comforting peace and power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Micah 6:8, He has told you, O mortal, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God.
Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31. Have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Matthew 5:4, Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Please stand as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to hymn number 1, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
Don was my closest and dearest friend. I loved him. From getting to know one and getting to know each other at SMU and the Kappa Sig fraternity almost 60 years ago, we became great friends. From the time he and I both got married, and as he started his family and I started mine, the bond between us grew. When our kids were a bit older, we would go to Galveston together in the summers and had incredible times, many wonderful memories. My boys and his girls became close friends. My son John even went to LSU because of the twins. I think he may have been the only person at his high school that year to go there. There are not many people that you can travel with and enjoy each other's company, but Don and Mary Leah were those friends. Don, Mary Leah, Sharon, and I had great times. We went to Acapulco, Chicago, New England, Annapolis, the Low Country in Georgia, South Carolina, and of course, many SMU football games. And when the girls went to LSU, we had fantastic tailgate parties there. And of course, in the last 15 years or so, Don had the number one spot on the boulevard for SMU football games, and invited lots of our old friends to get together and enjoy each other's company, and of course, Don's famous milk punch. Don was always doing for others and was there when he was needed. When my son Layton graduated from law school, Don was there with a bottle of champagne to celebrate. And at my grandson Judson's first birthday, Don came, of course, even though the drive from Lufkin to Austin is no easy trip. One of the great joys that we enjoyed when we lived in Dallas was getting to know Liz and Lacey's new families. We had great fun being included in many of their activities. Don was so blessed with his wonderful family. They enjoyed doing things together, took many fun family vacations, and it gave him great pleasure to see his grandkids grow up, and Daddy Don and Mary Leah loved to attend their many, many activities. And I also believe that Andrew, Warren Henry, Phoebe, and Breton are blessed to have been able to get to know and love their grandfather. He was a special person. We will all really miss Don, and it puts a huge hole in my heart.
You know, as we go through life, we make a lot of acquaintances. Acquaintances, they're easy to find. But a true friend, that's a different story. And you have one of those, you've got a treasure that just, a value just can't be put on. So I guess that makes me the lucky one because Don was my dearest friend for 65 years. When I was struggling this week about trying to find the right words to say what Don meant to me, I found myself thinking about the qualities in his life that defined him and made him who he was. And I realized at that time that the best way for me to memorialize Don was to mention these qualities because they were such a part of him. Now, Don's pretty modest, and he never liked to have the focus on himself, but I think he'd approve of what I'm going to say. First of all, he was a lot of fun. I mean, he had a great sense of humor, and his passion for life was unmatched. And he had a way about him that drew people to him. People liked Don. I mean, I can't think of a better legacy for him to leave. And then the way he treated other people. You know, Don didn't segment people. He didn't operate that way. Don was a gentleman. In his eyes, every person, it didn't matter their status or position in life, they deserved to be treated with dignity and respect. And he held on to this principle all his life. Don knew how to treat people. Don was a gentleman. Then, his thoughtfulness. There were so many cards, letters, notes, spontaneous gifts, and all kinds of other acts of kindness. You know, Don was always looking for a way to let you know that he was thinking about you. And this leads me to my family. You know, Don was like a second father to my sons, Stuart and Clayton, and he was like a brother to my wife, Mary. He made a special point to be involved in their lives, and they loved him for it. And then finally, his loyalty. You know, there were times in my life when I didn't know which way to turn, and I needed a friend, someone who I confide with and who would console me and just lift my spirits. And that was Don. No matter the situation, he was always there for me. I could count on him. Don's not here anymore, and it's hard for me to accept, but I have to. And I wasn't prepared to leave him, to lose him this way. My heart's really heavy. But I thank God that I can take comfort in the memories of Don, memories of a lasting friendship, of the finest person I'll ever know. Thank you, Don, for being my friend.
A reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I think of Don Duran, I picture him walking out of Sunday service with a grin on his face, saying, "You nailed it, Gordo." As I have talked to his friends and family, I found that Don had a way of giving you a nickname that no one else could use and make you like it. That's funny because Don didn't want a granddad name like Pawpaw. He just wanted to be called Don. the family compromised and called him Daddy Don. Don had a way of finding humor in every situation, the kind of humor that made you smile, not the kind that made you cringe. When I think of Don, I think of a twinkle in his eyes, the same brown eyes he gave the twins, a mischievous smile, and a chuckle. Don lived with the joie de vivre, excuse my pronunciation to the French major there, a joy of life that was infectious and attracted people to him. Don made friends for life and invested time with friends and family. Mary Leah could always tell when he was on the phone with one of those friends because there would be laughter and extended conversation. Don had time and patience for friends and family, not so much otherwise. Liz and Lacey tell of one example after church when Mary Leah was staying behind at church and Don was tasked with picking up chicken from Grandy's. With the girls in the back seat of the station wagon, Don went to the window and ordered and paid for the order. He then waited as long as his patience would allow. Then, with the girls ducking in embarrassment, he sped off without the order. That was taking too long. Brother Ross says the family had a nickname for impatient behavior. It was called Going Don Duran. But when it came to patience with family, Don had plenty of it. When it came to pulling the grandkids on rafts at the lake or teaching them to water ski until they could get up. Speaking of love of his grandkids, Don, a great athlete in his day, was also a great fan of sporting events. That included his grandkids on the roster. That is, as long as they were played in the proper season. Baseball's not a fall sport, said Daddy Don. A great baseball player in his own right. Fall is for football, a time to tailgate at SMU or LSU football games and drink Don's famous milk punch. That being said, Daddy Don would make sure to show no partiality. And if more than one grandchild was playing at the same time, he would split his time evenly between the games, even if it meant driving across the Metroplex, even if one game was a city championship and the other was seemingly less meaningful. Don was an honorable man as well as a good athlete. This was demonstrated by one time he was golfing at Lakewood Country Club and hit a ball that smashed a windshield. Don wrote a note taking responsibility and leaving his contact information so he could pay for the damages. Don received a letter that was frameworthy, saying, quote, "You are an honorable man with a powerful golf swing." Don loved his growing family from the moment he was surprised by twins. Mary Leah was in the hospital in the days when they gave delivering mothers general anesthesia. Mary Leah had only gained 15 pounds, so no one suspected she was having twins. When Mary Leah woke up confused, Don explained to her, "You had a litter." Classic Don Duran humor. When Don wanted to know if Mary Leah was going to Zumba exercise class at Live Well, Don would ask if she's going dancing today. When Mary Leah was particularly talkative, Don would say she was vaccinated with a Victrola needle. Some people still know what that is. Don lived the kind of life each of us should aspire to. Loving, joyful, kind, generous, and full of laughter. We thank God for allowing us to be part of the life of Don Duran. We thank God for the assurance of resurrection and that Don is in the hands of his loving Savior. Amen. Having heard the Word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, please remain seated and let's say what we believe using the words of the affirmation of faith printed in the bulletin from the Heidelberg Catechism. What do you believe? What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who at the cost of his own blood has fully paid for all my sins and has completely freed me from the dominion of the devil, that he protects me so well that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair shall fall from my head. Indeed, that everything must fit his purpose for my salvation. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. Let us pray. And when I say, by your grace, O God, please respond, raise us from death to life. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, you formed us from the dust of the earth, and by your breath you gave us life. We glorify you. By your grace, O God. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, you tasted death for all humanity, and by rising from the grave, you opened the way to eternal life. We praise you. By your grace, O God. Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, you are the comforter of all sorrow, our sure confidence in everlasting hope. We worship you. To you, O blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever. By your grace, O God. O God who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. By your grace, O God. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days are ended, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. By your grace, O God. Eternal God, we thank you for the great company of all those who have the faith and finish their race and who now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us whom we name in our hearts before you. Especially we thank you for Don Duran, whom you have now received into your presence. Help us to believe where we have not seen, trusting you to lead us through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now please stand as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 326, For All the Saints. Please be seated. And now for some special music from Breton Brantley and Jay Clement. Thank you. having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit, I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Demonstrate the love of God to all you meet. Like that Don Duran did. And you are called, like Don was, to a life of joy and laughter. And finally, a place with God. It's natural to mourn your loss, but be assured that Don is where there are no more tears, no more pain, and where you will see him again. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen. Now, if you would please stand as the family leaves.